Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Chairde Fáilte, chuig Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. If this is the first one you've listened to, you're very welcome. We'll bring you through all of the information you need to know, the seats and the seat holders and the boundaries and all the information you want to know, the infighting and the rivalries and the turf wars. I'm Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in this podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes. And also with us is Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at DCU. Now we're heading to the real capital, your home county, Gary. You'll be glad to know. We're going to take a look at the Cork East constituency. Barry, you might take us through the essentials here, the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, four seats stand for decision in Cork East, and the seat holders, two are standing their ground. They are James O'Connor of Fianna Fáil and Pat Buckley of Sinn Féin. Two leaving the pitch for this contest, Fine Gael's David Stanton retiring and Labour's Sean Sherlock also stepping aside after the dynamics of this constituency were changed utterly by the boundary review.
Yeah, some of the changes in the boundary review here, Gary, how significant are they?
Extraordinarily significant, Cormac. Maybe the most significant in the entire review itself, because at one fell swoop, the Electoral Commission gutted Labour's Sean Sherlock in Cork East by putting his bailiwick of Mallow into Cork North Central. And as anybody would know, the sort of geography of Cork, you come out of Cork, of the north side of Cork, you get onto the motor, it's not quite a motorway, and you drive into Mallow. So it's on the cusp. It was always really Cork East, but by moving it to North Central, I mean, I did put the Labour seat to all intents and purposes, like, gutted it. So also then into Cork Northwest, Donegal, Buttevant, those two big towns have moved to Northwest. East is an interesting constituency because it borders Cork Northwest, Cork North Central, and Cork South Central. So it would be where the sort of the old Cork working classes would have went on their holidays to East Cork, and that would be the up into sort of Waterford, and that's the geography of it.
Okay, what are the big issues in Cork East? Because we can talk about the national issues like housing and immigration, health and education, so on. Are there, they'll feature, of course, won't they, in Cork East? But what else?
Traffic and road transport is a big issue because there is a large transient population that drives from East Cork into the city. Now, there is reasonably good rail network, which has been sort of revived recently, but I think transport will be a big issue. Cost of living is an issue, and certainly one to watch in some of the larger towns is the whole restaurant issue and the whole idea of towns being hollowed out, so to speak. So I think, though, that sort of lifestyle and that sort of rural urban divide will be an issue in Cork East.
Yeah, and the pressure on hospitality and cafes and restaurants and so on, so many closures over the last year.
Indeed.
So it will be an interesting constituency to look at from that point of view as well, how it feeds into voting patterns. Barry, at this point we give the warning, of course, this is at the time of recording, nominations have not closed, so more names could still appear on the ticket, and you'll give us an update later on. But once we've given that warning, where do things stand in terms of runners and riders in Cork East?
You know, a lot of the main protagonists are clumped around the south of the constituency, around Middleton at the moment. But the potential is, or the predictions are, that one candidate will emerge from the northern end, making it perhaps three south and one north. But obviously Cork, the home county of Fianna Fáil leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and whilst Fine Gael nationally speak of a Harris Hop, quietly in Fianna Fáil headquarters, they're hoping for a bit of a bounce around the rebel county, going on the leadership of Micheál Martin. The last time in Cork East, Fianna Fáil accrued 26% of the vote, with James O'Connor, then the youngest TD, ironically at times one of Micheál Martin's most ardent critics, gaining a seat for the party in Cork East at the expense of Kevin O'Keefe, the incumbent on that occasion. James O'Connor stands again, and this time is joined by Kevin O'Keefe's sister, Deirdre O'Brien, a councillor in Fermoy. Of course, she's a daughter of Ned O'Keefe. I think Kevin himself might have wished he was standing, but it is Deirdre that is there in his stead. Fianna Fáil in this area, in the local elections, they went in with two councillors and two co-opted councillors, and they actually emerged with a seat gain of three, including a first councillor on the island of Cove in 25 years, and also a gain in Middleton for the RTE commentator Patrick Mulcahy. So hopes are perhaps high locally that they could take two seats. They're sitting on 1.45 of a quota at the moment on the new boundaries, but their task will be made very difficult by two Jean Poole Fianna Fáil candidates in the field, namely being Willie O'Leary around Fermoy and also potentially Mary Linehan Foley in Yawn.
Some of the chasing candidates here, Gary, might feel that once you have two incumbents parting the stage or leaving the stage, Sean Sherlock and David Stanton, that it might open things up a bit. How do you see things panning out?
Yes, and that goes to the sort of the question of name recognition. But David Stanton's son, Mark Stanton, is running for Fine Gael, and he will hope to gain. Well, I think the bulk of his father's votes. The Fianna Fáil thing is certainly interesting. James O'Connor, being the youngest TD, certainly was out to make a name of himself, and it hasn't been shy about what he sees as the lack of national interest in Cork East. And Deirdre O'Brien will certainly gain from the family recognition there. I think it does look like a bit of a lost cause for Labour. I don't even think they have announced a candidate yet.
They have not.
I mean, it would be extraordinary. Yeah, they will certainly run a candidate. It would be extraordinary not to run a candidate, I think. But I think that seat is at some risk. And then we have to see how the independent vote will go. I mean, on polling, independents are running anywhere between sort of 19% and 23% of the poll. And in that context, Willie O'Leary might be.
Yeah, Willie O'Leary from Ratcormack. He left Fianna Fáil.
In the north side,
geographically well placed. He left over the migration issue in Fermoy. You remember there were ardent protests there over the accommodation of international protection applicants, and said he was disgruntled with Fianna Fáil. But really, there would be a race perhaps between him and Deirdre O'Brien, and whoever can emerge from that will give the seat a good rattle, it would have to be said. In terms of Fine Gael, Mark Stanton, of course, standing here in the more populated end of the constituency. He's recently moved back to the constituency in recent weeks, having originally lived in Macroom for a while. He's the former Students' Union president in UCC as well. So his political pedigree, not just linked to his father, David Stanton, who was a TD here for many a long year. Fine Gael also have Noel McCarthy in the running here. And he cannot be discounted given the fact that geography might be in his favour. He got 2,600 votes in the local elections. He's around since 2009 in Cork County Council, when he was first elected for the Labour Party, but left the Labour Party to join Fine Gael when they were in a coalition together. So he cannot be discounted, but Mark Stanton is put forward by Fine Gael strategists at a senior level as the more likely victor between the pair.
I'm going to ask you for a breakdown then in terms of where you think the seats will go party wise. And with particular emphasis, where will the Sean Sherlock vote or seat go?
It's literally not sure. Some of it, I think, will remain with Labour, but probably not enough to make whoever the candidate is competitive. Some of it might drift to Deputy Pat Buckley from Sinn Féin, who was the incumbent, and who I think will certainly retain his seat.
And I think a lot of it could also go. I mean, some of it's obviously the bulk of it's in a new constituency now, but there's also another candidate here, Liam Quaid for the Social Democrats, and many political watchers locally say Quaid has that important thing you need in politics at the moment on the ground in Cork East, the big mo momentum. He's been highly prominent in the campaign to save the Ó na Cora Centre in the constituency. He did run for the Green Party the last time and garnered quite a substantial vote on that occasion, around 6.9%. So Liam Quaid could be in the hunt. A lot of his fortunes, though, would depend on the Sinn Féin vote here, which is obviously Pat Buckley.
So the question is, will Sinn Féin look to cannibalise the Labour seat? Will it go to another left-wing candidate and maybe another Labour seat, or the Social Democrats aim to have Mona Strumsau there as well, not likely to get a seat, you'd imagine.
Yeah, she ran in the local elections in Middleton, which is sort of the largest town in the constituency, and has been involved in volunteer work. But I tend to think that's a stretch for Aine too. And I also think it's a bit of a stretch for the Social Democrats. Yeah, he is an impressive candidate.
So is it a dogfight between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to gain a seat there?
The way I see it is, I think Sinn Féin will win a seat. I think James with Pat Buckley, I think James O'Connor will retain his seat, and I do give Fianna Fáil a very good chance of taking a second seat on a good day with a Fine Gael seat.
There is a lot of question marks though over Pat Buckley's vote, 12,500 in the last election, and Sinn Féin getting 23% of the vote, but they have had turmoil internally in Sinn Féin with Danielle Toomey, a high profile departure, former councillor for the party, and other members as well. They also had turmoil, it must be said, before 2020's general election, and it didn't stop Pat Buckley. And maybe the turmoil around Sinn Féin and Cork East goes right back to Sandra McLellan's departure from the party as well. Yeah. She elected in 2011. But some people are saying they think Buckley's vote could fall, and this is the big imponderable. And if it does fall, might it go towards Social Democrats and Liam Quaid? Social Democrats figures at a national level put forward Quaid as perhaps maybe their best chance of a gain on their six seats nationally. So that has to be listened to as well.
But the fall in the Buckley vote, I think, is unlikely to cost him his seat, because if it did, again, you're then looking at calamitous territory for Sinn Féin if you can't win a seat where you have an incumbent. So I would be, I think, a bit more optimistic of his chances than Barry is.
So but all to play for there, really, I suppose.
And I think it would be one of these fascinating constituencies, and four seaters, they sometimes tend to, we can see incumbents struggle, but it's a really important constituency, I think, for Fianna Fáil. If they could get a second seat here in Cork, it would, I think, predicate a good day for the party.
And don't discount the rivalry between the two Fianna Fáil candidates as well. I think James O'Connor actually raided Kevin O'Keefe for two or three boxes at the last election around his home patch. So if the two candidates, a rising tide lifts all boats.
That was Mitchelstown.
Mitchelstown,
yeah,
yeah. So that would be interesting. But again, you would have to say Deirdre O'Brien and William O'Leary in a little mini battle there. But again, it's wide open for that final seat. Okay. I probably would say that Pat Buckley might hang on, but it will be interesting.
Here's us making these predictions without the campaign having started at all. So there's always that caveat. We'll leave it there. Gary Murphy, Míle Buíochas. Barry Lenihan, Míle Buíochas. Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after nominations close, of course. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Kieran Cullen on sound, our producer, Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in on Results Weekend to RTÉ Radio 1, across RTÉ Television as well, and all of our digital platforms for full comprehensive coverage of Election 24 and all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTÉ Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.